Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. There's a wonderful show that opens tomorrow night in Wilmington at the Scottish Rite Theater, which is a gorgeous theater right on 17th Street in Wilmington. Tracy Bird and Joy Ducree Gregory are here to tell us all about True to You Productions, presenting Smokey Joe's Cafe, the Songs of Lieber and Stoller. So, Tracy and Joy, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Good. Tracy, let me start with you, because I know you've been in this show a number of times before.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us how many times and where.
I have did this show three times. Once in Wilmington, once in Bucks County Playhouse in Pennsylvania, and once in Sanford, North Carolina. At Temple Theater.
Okay, so you feel like you know the show? Maybe you could direct it?
Just a little bit.
So this is your first time directing?
Yes, ma'am. First time directing and choreographing and being in the show at the same time. So it's very interesting and fun.
Good. And so you just thought, knowing the show so well, you thought you could take on that big step of becoming a director?
Actually, Joy Ducree Gregory thought that I could handle this. So she put the thought in my mind and I just ran with it, and she was right. So
I was
going to
say,
Joy,
you think you're right?
I do. I do.
Good. We'll talk about the show in just a moment, but I want to speak with you, Joy, also, because this is your company that you founded, True to You Productions.
Yes.
What was the inspiration for founding this company, and what's your purpose?
The inspiration really comes from my own journey. I think that being a performer, wanting to perform all of my life, but not being able to have the opportunities really was the catalyst for me to provide the opportunity for other people. When I was growing up, my parents wanted me to be a doctor. I had an incredible scholarship to the University of Chicago, and that's what they wanted. And I wanted to go to New York. And they're like, sweetheart, everybody can sing. You are going to be a doctor. So I ended up really just putting all of that to the side and not really getting back into it until I was much older. So once I realized that that really was my passion, I wanted to help others follow their own dream. And to thy own self be true is, you know, Shakespeare quote that I heard all of my life. And that's where the title is inspired.
Good.
To be true to yourself. My goal is to give people an opportunity to do that right here in Wilmington.
That story comes up for a lot of performers that their families just didn't want them to do that.
Yes.
I'm not sure I should actually say this on the radio, but when I told my parents I wanted to do theater, they're very old country,
yes,
Swedish, and they were like, actresses are whores and vagabonds. You can't do that. And I was like, what?
Wow.
You know, and it really wasn't until I made some films that my parents came around and went, well, you really are serious about this.
Right.
So it's a funny thing that you kind of have to jump through some hoops there.
Yes.
And sometimes create another family outside your own family,
yes,
your theater family,
sure,
and then you're
sure
supportive of each other.
Right. Well, my family now, I mean, they are so supportive.
They
I couldn't
be.
Do
I'm,
this without
great.
Them. And they get it. You know, they're like, yeah, we probably should have let you do that.
Well, I remember the first time I saw you perform.
Oh.
And I also remember the first time I saw Tracy perform. So I'm delighted that you're both in this show and making
Thank
it happen.
You.
Let's talk about the show itself. Tell us about Smokey Joe's Cafe, the Songs of Lieber and Stoller.
Smokey Joe's Cafe is a Broadway musical review that opened in 1996. It ran for about 2,036 performances, and it won a Grammy in 1996. So that made it the longest-running musical review on Broadway. Lieber and Stoller put together about 40 of the greatest rock and roll songs ever made. Stand By Me, On Broadway, Hound Dog, Love Potion Number 9, Charlie Brown, Yakety Yak. Just songs that'll make you think back where you used to be and cut a rug and pat your feet. So the show makes you smile and makes you feel good about yourself, and we're trying to bring that to life in Wilmington.
Did they write all those songs, or were they collaborators on some of those songs, or are those all straight ahead Lieber and Stoller?
Lieber and Stoller. Collaborated on all those songs, I think.
Right, right.
I'm not sure, but I could be.
There's a few there other some, I noticed, yeah.
Because there's were like some that they collaborated with others and they're credited in the right. program, but yes.
But they had their hand in every single absolutely. One of those that we just mentioned. Yes, absolutely. Spanish Harlem, There Goes My Baby, Jailhouse Rock. Great stuff. Thanks. Now, the show is set up, you said, as a review. So there isn't a plot. There's not characters particularly.
No plot, just singing and dancing, smiling, clapping, and hallelujah.
Good, good. If you're just joining us, you're hearing from Tracy Byrd, who is directing and also choreographing and being one of the stars of True to You Productions' Smokey Joe's Cafe, The Songs of Lieber and Stoller. Artistic director and founder of the company, Joy Ducree Gregory, is also here and Joy's in the show as well. Now, let's talk about some of the other folks that are in this show, because you've got some real powerhouse performers.
Yes, absolutely. Woo-hoo. Absolutely. We have Kim Pacheco, who was the star of the first collaboration, the first show for True to You Productions, the Wilmington premiere of The Color Purple. She played Celie and won Best Lead Actress in a Musical for that. So we're excited to have her. Kawan Porter, who was...
I love that. Ray,
he is just so incredible. He's so incredible to work with. Yes. It's been a blessing to work with him. I think he recently won an award through Thalian for his performance in Big River. So incredible, incredible. Talented.
He was amazing in that.
Wasn't he? Oh my gosh.
I get chills just thinking about that. When he sang that song, when he was free and he held his hands out, you could see the invisible shackles still there. Oh my gosh.
Yes, you could. And you just will never forget that moment.
Well, my chills just keep on going. And then Nigel Robinson, of course.
And then Nigel Robinson, who is a winner for his lead performance in Oklahoma. So incredible, incredible leads. In this show, and it's an ensemble show, so everyone has a great role. We also have Aisha Jones, who is making her premiere, I guess I should say, her right here in Wilmington. She is a student at Pembroke, beautiful voice, beautiful young lady. So I'm excited to introduce her. We also have Sam Robinson, who has been in a number of Thalian productions, wonderful performer. Dom Gibbs, who's been in a couple of productions as well, and is doing a phenomenal job. And Beth Swindell, who is been in, oh my gosh, she's
so
been
many
in
things.
So many productions.
I love to watch her dance.
She is so incredible, and we're just so blessed to have her as well. And Christy Godwin, who is primarily a dancer, and she's stepping out on faith to be in this show. She's like, Joe, I really want to do this. And we're so happy to have her.
It's a wonderful thing for a performer to branch out. I mean, for a long time, I just did acting, and I really, really, really wanted to sing. And I do not have a voice anywhere near either one of yours, but I can do comic roles.
Sure.
I can do songs where you kind of sing part of it and talk part of it and jump around a lot so they don't notice, you know. But that's the kind of singing I like to do. But it's really fun to branch out like that and say, wow, this is what I want to do. Can I pull it off without passing out on stage out of terror?
Yes. And that is what True to You wants to do, you know, to really give people an opportunity to grow in their craft and in their gift. And so it's an honor to be able to watch people do just that.
Great. We're talking about Smokey Joe's Cafe, The Songs of Lieber and Stoller. The show opens tomorrow night. It runs Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. Also next weekend, the same times, and it's at the Scottish Rite Theater on 17th Street. Let's talk now a little bit about the band and costume sets, if there are any.
Sure, sure. Oh, the band is incredible. An amazing band. Rob Murphy is on drums. Pedro Esparza is the sax player. Chris Marcellus is our bass player. And Jared Klein is the guitar player. And Duke Ladd is our pianist.
Really?
Yes. So we are really
That's
excited.
A coup.
Yes. We're really excited.
It's been a long time since Duke been on stage.
Now, did you have a musical director for the show? Or did you fill that role as well, Tracy?
I did.
You did, Joy.
Yes. So I taught all the parts and worked with the band. And I was hoping, when I thought I wasn't going to be in the show, I was planning on being the conductor just to, you know, make sure tempos and transitions are smooth. But once we realized I had to be in it, we had an issue where we thought we had a director, but he couldn't do it due to family stuff. So the bass player is really the one taking the lead to really set the tempos and make the transitions take place.
Now, these songs were written at various times in the history of rock and roll and rhythm and blues.
Yes.
But the show is not set in a particular time period, is it, Tracy?
No, kind of the 40s and 50s, I think, kind of when when Jailhouse Rock came out and Elvis Presley, that age, the Coasters and the Drifters, that four-part harmony, that kind of music.
So you don't have to worry about sets and period costumes or anything. It's just the focus
is
on the music.
It really is.
It's all about the music.
And even though there's not a plot, each song tells its own story. And that is the beauty of this show. You can just be taking from one idea, one thought to the next. And the performers really tell the stories very well.
Great. True to You Productions presents Smokey Joe's Cafe, the songs of Lieber and Stoller. It opens tomorrow night, Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 3, Scottish Rite Theater, which is 1415 South 17th Street. It's being directed and choreographed by Tracy Bird with musical direction by Joy Dupree Gregory. They're also both in the show, which is not to be missed if you can see these folks on stage. And you can get your tickets ahead of time by calling 910-515-3327 or just come to the door. It's a great theater.
Yes.
There should be room for you.
Yes.
So show up.
Please.
Thank you.
Show up.
Thank you.
Show up.
So very much.
You are welcome so very much. Joy Dupree Gregory and Tracy Bird, thank you.
Thank you.